This article is called A Farmer's Prayer, is written by Megan Brandsrud, who is a content editor for the Living Lutheran. This is the pre-word. A wet spring that complicated or prevented planting in the Midwest and expanding trade war with China are contributing to what Blumberg calls the worst agricultural downturn since the 1980s. Combine this with the years-long pressure on small family farms to expand or get out, and farmers nationwide are struggling with challenges that not only place a strain on their pocketbook, but their mental well-being. In rural synods across the ELCA, congregations and leaders are rallying around members in the agricultural industry, trying to provide support and a safe place to talk, listen, or sometimes to grieve. Brenda and Leon Statz took over his family farm outside Loganville, Wisconsin, when they got married 35 years ago. Financial challenges eventually led them to sell their 50-head dairy herd and transition into grain crops and beef cattle. But Leon thought he had failed. He struggled with depression and felt embarrassed, even among his congregation of St. Peter Lutheran in Loganville that saw him as a beloved member. On October 8, 2018, Leon committed suicide on the family's farm. When the cows went, it was too much of a shift, and he started panicking about finances, Brenda said. He blamed himself, even though it was because things were out of our control. You know, the milk prices, the market. Some people can move on, but when you have depression issues and other things going on, it's really hard to find a good place. Dale Meyer, a member of St. Peter, said many in the congregation knew Leon was struggling with depression, but they thought things would get better because he was getting treatment. At Leon's funeral, another parishioner confided in Meyer that he, too, had been struggling with feelings of depression related to the stress of his farm. He asked Meyer why the community didn't do something. "I thought, all we can do is talk about it," Meyer said. So, beginning in January, he and a few others organized forums at St. Peter. They invited farmers and speakers who covered topics ranging from financial advice to suicide prevention training. About 50 people came to each of the three forums. Farmers are very private people, and they don't talk a lot about it unless you ask them a question, said Meyer, who grew up on a farm near Loganville and remembers when most, if not all, the families in the pews at St. Peter were farmers. But there were people who told us their life stories and that they'd thought about suicide before, too. They'd been wanting to talk about this, but didn't know how or who to talk to. Don Glanzer, pastor of St. Peter, said sharing stories was probably the biggest benefit of the forums. People were able to network together and learn that they're not alone in this, and other people feel this way, he said. We talked about how it isn't a sign of weakness because you're having struggles on the farm. It's not that you're not a good farmer or a good person or not managing well. The dynamics of depression make us not see things correctly. Brenda Statz also shared her story in the forums. It's kind of a release to me because I think it's kind of my mission in life now. We have to bring more awareness to this, she said, adding that she was glad to be doing this with her congregation. Glanzer said the forums also helped increase awareness and brought the tight-knit community in Loganville, population 300, even closer. Now, when you see them in the area, they're not just people who own the farm up there, he said. We've seen each other as people who struggle with issues, and how we live together in this broken world is really a measure of who we are as God's people. The forums have garnered national media coverage, helping to expand the conversation to other parts of the country. It's certainly an issue that needs additional scrutiny and exposure, Glanzer said. In South Dakota, Alan Blankfeld, pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Flandreau, organized a community group to address mental health issues in his rural area. A farmer for 30 years before he was ordained, he knows the challenges people are facing. His concern increased when a farmer told him it wasn't a matter if he's going to lose money this year, but rather how much. I know that one producer says that. It's probably not a specific case because farmers are notorious for keeping things to themselves and wanting to figure things out on their own, he said. The idea of the mental stress of it possibly leading to attempts of suicide or to suicide is what really got this group going. After Blankenfeld shared his concern with other pastors and community leaders, they formed a nonprofit called Moody County Cares. They held an event and invited speakers, including a professor who had done extensive research on farm stress and suicide. The event was live-streamed and recorded so people who felt more comfortable watching from the privacy of their homes would still have access to the information. The nonprofit also raised money to have the 211 hotline service expand its coverage to their area. Blankenfeld said about a third of the people who make up Moody County Cares are congregation members, but the group is an organization for the community. We're in the middle of an ag community and in a small town. Everybody knows what affects farmers affects everybody, he said. The farm stress in our area hasn't gotten better. It's gotten a lot worse. I really think that going into this fall and winter and next spring, it's going to be even more difficult for producers than it is right now. This isn't something that's just going to go away all of a sudden. I tell other pastors to keep track of your farmers and their families. This affects the whole family. They're all carrying that stress. In the Southwestern Minnesota Synod, 5 faith leaders attended a training session about farm stress conducted by the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. Janelle Kuster, pastor of Christ Lutheran Church in Cottonwood, Minnesota, said it was helpful to network with colleagues who are dealing with similar issues in their congregation. She's still trying to pay attention to how the downturn in the agricultural industry is affecting not only farmers, but anyone associated with it, from the people who work at the agronomy center to those who sell seed. You might have a bank lender who sits across the pew from a farmer who's going to have difficulty paying back a loan, she said. How do we navigate that as a faith community so no one feels alienated in spiritual life? About a year ago, she said, members started talking about how the farmers who grow everyone's food may have difficulty feeding their own family. They recently partnered with a few area congregations to open up a food pantry. Anyone who needs it can get food, she said. We thought it's some way we can alleviate some of that stress. The training also helped Jeff Greathouse, a pastor of Bethany Arco, and Bethany Elam of Ivanhoe. They learned more about available resources. He said the farmers in his rural congregation seem to be in varying situations, so he focuses on individual conversations and lets people know that he's always available. I think it's just about being present with them, he said. Every farmer I've been in contact with sees that farming is almost their core identity. So my first answer is the reminder that we are created and all are created in the image of God, and that is their primary identity. Another training participant, Myron Crawford, vicar of Yellow Medicine Lutheran Church in Hanley Falls, said his congregation has several multi-generational farmers and that there's a lot of stress in the community. He's found the best way to connect with people is by visiting them to really learn about what they're going through. I like to be real with folks, he said. I've found people are willing to talk with me if I'm willing to ask the question. It creates relationship, and hopefully I'm someone they know they can trust. It's easy to walk by and ask how someone is doing, but to look them in the eye can create a world of difference. For us as a faith community, we're called to do that, to truly be there, because Christ would do that. Christ would be interested.